I witnessed this girl was checking at somebody out at the store. And it came up to 666 as the amount. And she kind of said, oh, six. So I walk up after the person left. I said, 666 is the cube flesh mind. I said, 666 is the flesh mind. It's the cube that everybody's in, born in sin. The flesh side. She said, oh. I said, the way you get out of a cube is you unfold it and you see a cross. And so the only way out of the cube is faith. 666 is the old Adam. The only way to get into the new Adam is by faith alone, not of works. Because every time you, everything outside is a reflection of the 666 cube. You're in a cube box. You're in a cube apartment. You're in a cube house. You're in an Amazon cube. Shipping containers. Everything's a cube, moving the cube around. Ask yourself, why are there cubes everywhere? Doctor Who had a cube series. Ask yourself, why is there cubes everywhere? Roll of the dice, 666 flesh mind. 666, count up the number of the beast, 666, for it is the number of man. I spent 10 years of my life, or 8 years, studying the cube. Took me down. I don't suggest you doing that. I'm telling you what it is right now. It is the flesh mind. Count the number of the beast, for it is the flesh, for it is the number of man. The Antichrist is going to be the epitome of the flesh mind. The king of Tyre, the prince of Tyre, Tear. So they're trying to get back to heaven in the energy of the flesh. Instead of faith alone and Jesus alone, it's a works-based salvation. You got to do something. God does want us to be fruitful and multiply, but not the energy of the flesh, but the energy of the spirit. So he's going to lead you to where you need to go. He's going to give you a gift to whatever you need to be doing. I know some people, I've watched them my whole life. They go into a career, a job, whatever. Not because it's a gift, but because they're good at the flesh. They're good at cutting the flesh. They destroy and cut other people to rise up. They're flesh-minded creatures, and they're master manipulators in the flesh, the 666 cube. And so they don't want it to reflect back on them, so it's just like the narcissist psychopath. They want to twist things to make it look like it's you. The reflecting pond, which reflects onto them, they reap what they sow. But if they can divert it to where it doesn't reflect on them, but they can get you to receive it, they don't get the curse. You receive their lie. You receive their reflection. You receive their bounce. They bounced it off themselves onto you. So the universe is paying them back for their flesh mind. And when you call them out on it and you call it what it is, it reflects back on them. But they want you to receive their curse. That's what the whole purpose of enabling codependency is. The other person's trying to be enabled by the codependent. It's a mirror reflection onto the other person. The curse, the sin that should reflect back on the narcissist, they try to reflect it back on themselves, onto somebody else. And so you get the delusions of the narcissist instead of the narcissist getting the universe is cutting them. Instead of the universe cutting them, they want it to cut you. Because contrary to the universe, you're going to be cut. That's how it works, people.